we went to the wake that night at the church, you know, and right in front of her, and she was fair, but she was sitting with a Negro man who was just black as he could be. And this one that Annie has known so.
You say Tammany Parish, where that's real prevalent, where the color mixed with the mixture was with the white, and some of them turned real fair and white. It's across the by here, by Liberty, and Lacombe, by Lacombe, which is 9 miles from here, you know.
Yeah.
And Madisonville. Madisonville was notorious, you know. They had families up there that they were colored in them, but the white predominated, you know. You never could tell them.
Yeah.
They had a family of up there. My mother's people, you see, came from Madisonville. And Madisonville had such a reputation for having this mixed blood people. My mother said, 2 or 3 years after she came to Slidell, the people would look at her and doubt whether she was all white or what color.
Well, did they have would they call the people they work for or anything? Would they give them any names or anything like that?
No, not any particular name that I know of.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of Negroes, you know, work for me, personal helpers, you know. Negro is a cunning individual a lot of times, you know. He pumps you up. I had an old Negro, a tall Negro that used to play a harmonica and entertain me with a lot of stories. His name was Slim. He was a big, tall fella, about 6'4", 6'5". And I used to just keep him. He couldn't do much except just clean up. He wasn't too bright, but he was entertaining, you know. And he would call me King, you know. And I catch stuff like that, but it was just, you know, just to pump you up, you know.
Would they ever give them military titles of any sort?
Huh?
Would they ever give people military titles of any sort?
Not in this area. I don't know
any
in this particular.
Okay, would they ever say Mr. or Mass?
You know, some of them would put on, say Master, you know.
Mr. and Miss. I have one that's been working for me for 34 years.
Yeah, I'll cook.
And my cook and housekeeping helped me to raise my children. All she ever says is Miss Ethel.
Yeah.
Miss Ethel and Mr. Shiner.
And we see her just
she's
like
just like a
the
member
family.
Of the family. Yeah. We just can't do without her.
She's been with us since our twins were 4 years old.
Yeah. Now, a child born of a mixed marriage is called a...
I don't know.
They don't have a name.
Well, what about the kind of derisive terms that they would have, that people would have for niggers, other names they'd have?
Let's see. I don't know of any.
Well, you know, there was an old story about him dragging them through the swamps to stir the gators up. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, well, far-fetched.
Those are
disparaging.
Called gator bait or anything like that.
Yeah, they used to call a little nigger gator bait, you know, stuff like that. But that all come from that area, the Pearl River, and that
where we are in this part of Slidell and around it and all.